Hi, and welcome to the Holy Sweater Girls, episode 11.
Sí.
11 for you non-Spanish-speaking homies. It is April 7th, 2013, 6:40.
6:40. That's a nice time.
It is. It's a nice time for children outside.
To be screaming.
Yep. And we're here with, like always, with Engineer Sonic Sausage.
Yes, sir. And he brought us some delightful treats today.
Yes. Very excited. He brought us... Oh, he brought Carolyn...
Some drink. As he eloquently put it.
Yeah, he brought everyone's favorite, but we're starting out with glasses of Jameson.
That was for me, and you got a nice bottle of Little Black Dress.
I love Little Black Dress. Thank you, Sonic Sausage.
And then he busted out the Sierra Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
But himself.
Yep. I can't wait till we get a third mic. I feel like I need to move closer so we can share the mics.
We just snuggle with him while we're recording. Make him as uncomfortable as possible.
I was going to say, I think that would make him extremely uncomfortable.
He's just sitting there, like, squirming the whole time.
He's like God. Katie in the whole, like, please don't touch me, like, thing. Like, please don't. So, I feel unprepared today, like I normally feel.
Well, you do have some stuff. I was going to talk about some products, and then... Sonic popped in with a really interesting and retarded sounding one.
So, almost sounds like you called him retarded, but I know.
No, I know
that that's not how you meant it. It's just really funny.
So the first product that I think a lot of people are going to be very interested in, it's fairly new, and there's already commercials for it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I know it's actually legit, because I thought it was a joke when I first heard it. It's produced by Mountain Dew, and it is a morning energy drink. It's not a Mountain Dew drink. It's not an energy drink, but a morning energy drink. And there's two flavors, like an orange something or other, or a fruit punch.
The fruit punch one, maybe because I liked the Code Red at first. But
I forgot they did that.
Yeah, Code Red was really good, but...
You can't do that.
No, it's purely an AM.
It's an AM drink.
By 12 AM to 11:59 AM.
Yeah, you can drink it at 11:59, but that's it.
You better finish it.
You got to stop.
Pop it open. You got to finish it. Pound that shit.
And it's not big. It's probably the size of like a Red Bull, I want to say.
Oh.
Yeah, so you know it's just haggard drinking that thing.
It's made by Mountain Dew. Is Mountain Dew made by Coke? No, huh? It's made by it, or is it made by Pepsi?
It's Pepsi.
It's made by Pepsi.
I think there's like two companies, Coke and Pepsi, and that's it. Like everything is made by them.
There's, who is it? 7-Up's made by some outlier, I think.
Really?
Yeah, because Pepsi makes Sierra Mist, and then Coke makes Sprite.
So 7-Up is just a lone wolf.
Kind of like Sunkist. Oh, I think it's made by the Sun.
Oh, yeah. So all the kind of like... weird drinks, because some people are on the fence with Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper's fucking awesome, though.
I know. I love that shit.
So good.
So, Mountain Dew now has another beverage that will just rot your fucking teeth out. This way you can do it in the morning.
I don't trust anything that Mountain Dew puts out, to be quite honest.
Not at all. And I know they have, like, a special packaged line of their sodas that are done for, like, World of Warcraft, I believe.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what we need in life. The other product that I heard in passing, it's not available yet to the public, but it probably will be within the next, I want to say, 5 to 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gum that works like toothpaste.
What?
So you chew it, and then you get rid of it, and your mouth is cleaner than if you had just chewed. If you had just chewed regular
gum. Holy Sweater Girls making up new words.
It's chewn. it actually cleans your mouth like toothpaste. Now,
isn't there gum that's already called that? It's called Orbit.
That's only for dirty mouths. This is for if you need to brush your teeth.
Like, so when you stay over at somebody's house and you're like, oh, my mouth feels gross the next morning. You know, when you go out with friends and then
that's what this would be for. But right now you can't buy it because it's only used in the military.
Oh, for those, for when they're like stationed across the
they're
way.
They're in the middle of the fucking desert.
Yeah, it's like dirt and sand all up in their face.
Right. And that's when you need the toothpaste gum. And they are doing more research. And this is what I found really interesting.
And in places where there's a water shortage.
Yeah, too, that's right? Even better.
Yeah.
The place that's doing the research within the military that I thought was really fun and interesting is called the Dental and Trauma Unit. So they took two separate things, dentistry and like
triage,
and put them together. So this is like back in the olden days when you would go to a barber to get your dental work done, and then they could like cut your hair as well.
Yeah, I don't.
Now, when I say olden days, I mean like dark ages. So we're just bringing that practice back.
Wow, but that's like a product
I'm interested in.
When you have like your teeth have all been blown out by some IED, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you get to like just like chew this shit with your broken teeth.
You could just get
and get caps at the
there we go,
veneers
caps.
At the same time.
Veneers, a flipper.
Flippers. Oh my god.
Yeah. And then the other product that Sonic Sausage brought up was they're really popular now. They've been out for a while, the e-cigarettes.
Ugh.
But they've gotten to a level of batshit insanity, apparently, because he was telling me that there's stores popping up, like little stores, kiosks, what have you, that sell accoutrement accessories that you can put on these things. So you know how people deck out their iPhones with like bullshit covers or like things that hang off of them, stickers, bejeweled crap. Now apparently you can do that with your e-cigarette. Because if you're gonna,
because
pretend,
I want a bejeweled e-cigarette.
If you're
like
gonna
go step outside of a bar to like smoke,
yeah,
but not even step. I don't even have to step outside at
no,
this point.
No, you can
like,
do it inside.
Just and then the bartender comes up. Like, excuse me, ma'am. Sir, ma'am.
Sir.
Like, he's like, no.
No.
It's an e-cigarette. It's
an e-cigarette. Yeah, if you're gonna pretend to smoke, you're gonna do it in style.
I mean, hey, if it's something that they're gonna like invest the couple hundred dollars in, I don't know how much they are, but I imagine
they're kind
somewhat
of expensive. Yeah.
I mean, you might as well like vajazzle it out.
Vajazzle it out. Put a vagina attachment to it.
Vajazzle it out.
And then
I'm sorry.
Vajazzle the vagina.
That just sounds terrible.
I wonder if they're getting more popular because we were just talking about the commercial that Brad Dorff.
You mean Steven Dorff?
Steven Dorff. Brad Dorff is his cousin. He didn't do the commercial, though. I get them mixed up all the time.
It's like the Chris Paul commercial this morning for fucking State Farm.
Isn't that the guy that was married to Kim Kardashian? No, that's not the guy.
That's not what I said. I know that.
No, I said that.
Oh.
Because I was like, why is he bitching about like the money and everything? And he's doing these fucking commercials and he's a basketball player. And you're like, that's not him. Like, oh. Sorry.
I feel like that was maybe something else. Wait, no, was it, do we watch it two separate times? Because I know that I was like, wait, is that really, does he really have a twin brother?
Oh, that one. I was thinking of the other commercial with the guy who, Chris Humphries looks like, what's his fucking name on the Clippers?
Chris Humphries? Oh, it looks like, oh, yeah. What's his fucking name?
Damn it. We just saw him today. Blake.
Blake Griffin. Griffin, yeah.
Yeah. Him.
Yeah. He does look like him.
Because we saw the commercial and I was like, well, he's doing commercials. Like, what does he need this money from Kim for? Blah, blah, blah. And you and Katie were like, that's not Chris Humphries. I was like, I knew that.
What? Jay-Z wouldn't let him do that shit. Come
Don't
on
worry
now.
About it. Don't. So, yeah.
That's funny that you mentioned that because, well, we can continue with the e-cigarettes. Sorry.
I was just wondering if the commercial that Steven Dorff did, maybe that's why they're getting more popular, because he really kind of started pimping those things.
He did, and I like that he is like throwing in, because I remember like Deuces Wild smoked a grip during it, but I knew that he was a smoker in real life. But in the commercials, he's like talking about how he's like, I've been a smoker for 25 years, and it's like, homie, you don't look like it. He must have been moisturizing too, because I've been smoking for a long time as well.
And he uses oil of Olay. He uses Pons.
Pons and oil of Olay. That's what I use.
Morning, evening.
You know my regimen.
Exactly.
So very well.
And apparently Steven Dorff does too.
He and I are soulmates.
Allegedly.
His lungs probably look disgusting, though.
Well, yeah, we're not going to look at those, though.
No, no. But it, I was going to mention something else, but because you mentioned the whole Chris Humphries thing.
Oh, no.
And,
now what?
And, the Kim Kardashian.
Not to be mistaken with any imitation Kim Kardashians. No.
But we all know that she's pregos, right? Like, I mean, she's kind of blowing up in a... allegedly, she's only gained 23 pounds. However... to the common person, the common viewer of the lovely TMZ, she looks like she's going the same road that Jessica Simpson went down, and she's just like her body has been waiting for her to get pregnant, and she's just like, whoop, like blew the fuck up.
It's like a Violet Beauregard moment.
Yeah,
that's kind of what's going on there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, blueberries. Oopa, loopa. So, anyways, I just think it's funny because, I mean, she's been in very public relationships since her rise to stardom, if you will, and all of a sudden now, Ray J decides that, you know what? I'm going to put my stamp on that, as if it wasn't enough that he, like, did the whole sex tape. And I've never seen it. Have either of you seen it?
I haven't. Have you?
I've heard rumors that he, like, that, you know, he allegedly peed on her or whatever. You know?
Yeah, I remember having a conversation about that at work once. And I made my coworker look it up on their phone because I didn't want that on my phone.
Right. No. It's like, whenever somebody uses one of my devices, I'm like, please don't look up porn because I don't watch that. And I don't want it anywhere near my stuff. Anyways, so Ray J wants not just Kanye West, but everybody to know I hit that shit first.
Now, my question, though, when he means first, he can't mean first.
No, she was married before she even met him. Okay. So she got married at, like, 19 or some shit like that and was divorced, like, 6 months later. Is there a pattern here, you know? Anyways, it's really funny because, yeah, he did the whole sex tape with her, but then he's releasing a single called I Hit It First. And they're saying the lyrics are something like this. Mm. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I had her head going north and her ass going south, but now baby chose to go west. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs in my bed. Now... apparently, also according to TMZ, he's making a music video featuring a lookalike pre-pregnancy, apparently. But it's great because the if you guys just take a look at the single cover, he took a picture from 2009, pixelated it, and like used
it's
that.
It's just like clearly that's what's going on here,
right? Is somebody having like a temper tantrum? Because she's been with Reggie Bush.
Mm-hmm. For a while.
She was with him for a very long time.
Long time.
And then Chris Humphries. Mm-hmm. And now she's with Kanye. Kanye.
This is not as classy as when JT did Cry Me a River.
Oh, we can go to that too.
Okay. I'd also like to point out that the pixelated version of Kim on here
looks better than
she's never looked better. Never looked better.
It's just, yeah. I was just like, wow, that's temper tantrum status right there.
It's just so childish. And how many years later? It's not even relevant anymore.
That's what it's funny, like, because it's like, what are you doing?
Who is his sister? Is that Moesha?
That, yeah, Brandy.
Brandy.
Yeah.
Moesha. The one, Moesha.
There's some single named African American lady.
Is she letting him talk about it now? Because that was the big deal, that she was like locking that down.
You know, I don't know. Maybe he was just like, fuck you, Chris Kardashian. Like, I'll do what I want. Speaking of the Cry Me a River, what does this tweet from Jamie Lynn Spears to Justin Timberlake mean? If you remember, Jamie Lynn is Britney Spears' little sister. She's also a teen mom.
She was ruined at a young age.
Yeah. She texted at JT, was it J Timberlake? I don't know how to speak Twitter.
I don't know either.
Somebody tried to teach us in class the other day, like, because we were doing like presentations on social media and whatnot, and like things in educational technology. And somebody was trying to teach everyone how to use Twitter. And then like somebody, my classmate who I sit next to, my friend, she kept going on like, how do I tag stuff? Like, can you teach us about hashtags? And I was just like, fuck, dude. Like, oh. Apparently hashtags are the filler and the filter, and you search anything that has a hashtag in front of it, and anything with that included comes up. So anyways, Jamie Lynn tweets, weird hearing your music as an adult. Ha, not only do I appreciate it, I get it. Hashtag J, hashtag Cry Me a River, hashtag Mirror, pic.twitter. So then she follows that up with, I hope you all know that my tweets are only to support my sister at Britney Spears dash. Anything left over was to at Justin Timberlake. Hashtag sister love, hashtag forever.
So wait, is she saying that she didn't understand that Cry Me a River was a fuck you?
She gets it now.
So when it came out, she didn't know it was a fuck you.
No, she was a child.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I forget that the Spears family, as terrible as they may be, are not anywhere near the level of the Lohans.
No.
My example
not
being...
Not even the Simpsons either.
No.
You know, like, and they try to keep it real. My example of
how gross the Lohans are, ugh. I remember on the reality show The Mom had for a while.
Oh my god, I wish this shit was still on. I wish they'd bring it on, like, public access.
Could you imagine seeing it now? Oh yeah. But there was an episode where, like, the whole controversy, like, oh, did Brittany, did Lindsay find herself being videotaped giving Guy a blowjob? And
she,
like,
did.
The mom was, like, watching the video. She's like, that's not Lindsay. That doesn't even look like her. And she calls the little one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The younger daughter in.
Not it. Was it Allie or was it the little brother?
No, it was Allie. And then the brother just wandered in. And then, look at that. Look, is that your sister? Can you tell me, is that even your sister? And she's, like, making her child look at this. And I'm sitting here like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, she's, like, she's so fucked in the head, though, that she's, like... When Lindsay was, like, what, 17, 18? She's, like, allegedly going to the clubs with her and doing coke on the tables and stuff. Allegedly.
Allegedly, they were bonding. Well,
that's how you bond. That's cool. I mean,
I'm glad that everybody is being so relevant now. Ray J's putting out a single about shit that happened 100,000 years ago. Seriously. Jamie Lynn needs to open her mouth about something that nobody really cares about anymore.
Right. Like,
I'm so glad you guys are just really keeping on top of pop culture from 10 years ago.
Oh, God. These people. Speaking about pop culture.
Okay.
We can roll this in with a little bit of politics. Jay-Z and Beyonce went to Cuba?
Okay, Cuba.
To celebrate their 5-year wedding anniversary.
Nice.
Yeah, apparently everyone's up in arms about it. It's like, you need to have sensitivity. Beyonce needs to be a feminist. Women are being beaten there every day, every hour. And it's like, yeah, can we just... I don't know. TMZ was speculating that he was there to scout baseball players.
Wait, does he own a baseball team?
Apparently. No, I heard that now he's an agent.
Wait, Jay-Z?
He owns the Knicks.
Yeah.
But apparently now he's... he's scouting and agenting.
My God, that man is legit.
How do you, like, he went from the streets and he's, like, made himself legitimate.
Yeah, he's, like, a full-blown businessman, and he, like, runs his business.
Mm-hmm.
I've got so much respect for that man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's got his shit together.
And he's friends with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, dude, my jealous. Coworker went to her fucking book signing the other day at the Grove. I was like, what? He Facebooked, probably tweeted and shared it on Facebook, that, he was, like, talking to Chris Martin and stuff, and he's like, with Gwyneth Paltrow, and I was just like, what the fuck, dude? I thought we were book signing homies. Like, we went to the Brandy Glanville one. Like, what the fuck?
This is way better.
Yeah, I would have been down to go, even though, like, crazy, but she looks like shit on her book cover.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, this is the cookbook, right?
I think. Let me see if I can find it.
She has a cookbook that she's coming out with or has come out with, and I've been dying to read it because it just sounds insane.
Oh my god. Oh, here it is. Oh, see. Hold on.
Oh my god.
I gotta go back to it. It looks like she was like, I'm going to take it with no makeup, which is cool.
Right. She pays enough for whatever fucking crazy skin treatments she gets.
Yeah, but it's like, whoa. Like, see? She looks cool because she looks like a beach bum.
Whoa, that's her.
But it's not red carpet Gwyneth, which was what I was expecting on the cover of her book.
She's always been very adamant that she's a SoCal beach girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she lived in Paris for a while, in England for a while, of course. She's a Paltrow after all. I mean, come on. But... I mean, her mom's Blythe Danner.
Her mom looks amazing. Is she on the same diet that she's on?
Probably. Oh, that's right. The name of the book, everybody. It's all good. Fucking Gwyneth Paltrow, I love you. She's insane. Delicious, easy recipes that will make you... I can't read this because it... Make you look good and feel good. You can
make it bigger by putting your fingertips together and then moving them apart.
I know how to do that, but it makes it blurry.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I wasn't like, wasn't...
It seems to run on some form of electricity.
But it's not plugged into any wires.
Oh, so what's... Okay, Mark Bittman, who wrote the review that Jen pulled up right now just to show me the picture, he's brilliant. I love this fucking guy. He's sassy. He's good. He knows what he's talking about. And I feel like he is just about to run her through the ringer. Because he points out here in the headline, eating healthy on just $300 a day. Oh, I've got that laying around.
What was that thing that you were telling me about earlier about Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah, Tom Hiddleston, who is a celebrity representative for UNICEF.
He's Carolyn's crush.
He's my soulmate right there.
He's her panty dropper.
Yeah. He's doing this challenge that UNICEF put out. And I think everybody should do it if they can. He's English, obviously, so he's living off of 5 pounds a day, which is the equivalent of approximately $10 US, and that's just for food. So he went and did his grocery shopping, and he took a picture of it. He had a loaf of bread, a carton of eggs, I think a bag of rice we talked about.
I remember you mentioning those things, but did he get any vegetables?
I think he got, like, frozen veggies or something.
Okay, yeah, because we were talking about that. You get more quantity for your dollar.
Way less. Because you said Target had them for like a buck. Like,
yeah, I buy mine at Target for, it's like a dollar. It used to be $1.14.
So it's probably around there. And now it's
like $1.70 or something. Which is like that.
Whatever.
But you get like, if it's one person, you get like so many servings.
Yeah, and if you mix it with other stuff, that's good.
Yeah.
So yeah, the whole point was that UNICEF was trying to showcase
soy sauce. That reminds me.
Oh yeah,
sorry, because I was thinking about how like he probably did stir fry and all this other shit because he got eggs and rice and veggies. And
well, he had the sad bowl of food that I was showing you guys. It's rice, veggies, and curry sauce. I was like, that's a sad meal. I'm sorry. Like
rice, veggies, and curry sauce,
like jarred curry sauce, like he bought it at the store.
How else do you do
well? You can make curry sauce with your own. Like,
not if you're living on $10 a week.
No, you can't. I know. If you're going to Paltrow, you can.
The curry sauce was his fucking splurge.
It was a splurge.
I'm going to do the $6.95 for this, and I'm going to make everything else like...
I'm going to make this work.
Work, yeah.
But yeah, it's a really interesting challenge, and I think it would be interesting to try it myself.
Right.
Because that's got to be difficult to live off of. And he showed his breakfast, which was like a soft-boiled egg and a piece of toast.
It's a modest breakfast,
And it's realistic. A decent one.
Yeah,
and the whole point of this was to showcase how people in impoverished third world countries live, because that's about as much as they can afford to spend on food for the whole week.
Yeah,
so you know, and that's obviously
probably actually like
more than what they can.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because it's like they.
That's what they can afford with the help of UNICEF, maybe.
Right.
And, of course, it's like, oh, well, you're doing it this week, whatever. But he's famous. He has a lot of fans. So if he can do it and show people...
Raising awareness.
Exactly. I think that's wonderful. He also went to, like, some crazy-ass place in Africa and, like, stayed there for a month or something.
How much do you think Angelina Jolie spends on food a week, then?
Because, not much, because she doesn't eat.
She lives by the $10 a week.
I think she just drinks the... blood of like goats, and
that's how she gets her nourishment,
and that's it. I don't think the woman eats much, allegedly.
She's like, too busy running around chasing her kids
and telling Brad Pitt to shower and do some sit-ups.
It looks Do you think he looks cleaner now than he did when he was with Jennifer Aniston?
No, I thought he looked better with Jennifer Aniston. He didn't look tired. He looked healthy, sun-kissed.
He also, because I remember hearing about how he smoked a lot of pot.
With Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah. So, like, I'm sure he had that, like, really awesome musk that just, right. like, precedes you when you walk into a room.
The Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
The Matthew McConaughey cologne? Conaughey cologne.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, I don't know. I thought that's really cool. Like, we just talked about this one fucking guy doing, like, $5 a week, and then this lady, $300 a day to eat healthy.
Well, I mean, come on, dude. When you talked about, like, a couple episodes... Wait, well, I want to say a couple episodes ago, because it kind of was a couple episodes ago, but uh-huh. It was, like, months ago.
That's fine.
We're doing, like,
time is relative, whatever.
Yeah. We have busy schedules. You talked about... Remember you went down her list of things that she likes to do before she gets on a plane?
Mm, yeah. You know? Her whole...
Like, her whole, like, 2,000 grams of vitamin C and...
So much fucking vitamin C.
It's like, dude, you piss all that shit out. Like,
with the phospholipids?
I'm surprised she didn't mention the silver spray. Which, by the way, I left at the house. Like, I totally forgot to bring it with me. Oh,
for the body. She used the spray for the air or something like that.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah, but...
Her werewolf
repellent.
I'm surprised
she didn't... She doesn't swear by that shit. I have a question.
I hopefully have an answer.
Do you think animals can be afraid of things like heights?
Are you talking wild animals?
Well, I'm specifically talking about my cat.
I'm going to say yes, because how many adorable videos of cats and puppies have I watched? And they're scared of going down the stairs. Jen's hair is falling out, by the way.
God. I'm like dying.
Did somebody put a spell on you?
I'm what's her face in like the black girl in the craft.
Yeah, you're Laura yeah, Lizzie.
Like, not even joking. Earlier, I took off my beanie in the bathroom, and I had, like, a spot in the back of my head. But it's really just my cowlick, like, on my hair, like, being pushed.
Okay.
You want to see it?
Kind of.
Like, my little cowlick? Like I have, like, a little spot. Oh, shit. Like a little
no
spot.
Joke. Look at that.
I have, like, a crazy cowlick, but, like...
She's a monk dime in it.
I don't even know what that means.
You have a little dime-sized spot, like a monk. You know how
yeah.
they shave
Oh,
this?
Yeah, yeah. But it's because I have a cowlick and I usually tease my hair up.
Yeah.
But I'm wearing a beanie today.
No, I think that animals can be afraid of heights.
So I just came to this realization because I have this idea that my cat, Coco, is kind of like my guardian angel, savior, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think this because I'm... super afraid.
Hey,
I'm super afraid of heights. Mm-hmm. Every time I pick her up, she freaks the fuck out. But if you're laying even, mm-hmm. I'm thinking like she's fine because she'll come up and snuggle and blah blah blah. Especially since I moved, so I'm thinking now it didn't click until like recently that I think she's afraid of heights. She doesn't like being up high and being held where mm-hmm. she can't control her stature.
That makes a lot of sense because the highest I think I ever remember seeing her go was
sink.
I've never seen her on the sink.
That's the highest I've ever seen her go.
So that's it.
Yeah.
She's not like, she won't jump on, like you have a wall heater here.
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
She won't do that.
No.
Which I guess is good because you don't want her jumping all over your bookshelf.
No, in fact, like when she pulls her ninja shit in the middle of the night, I think it's like that she's like, like knocking all my candles and my flowers and shit off. And I'm just like, oh my God. Anyways, this is not funny. So. Sorry guys.
Excuse me.
So wait, are we done with e-cigarettes or not done with
Yeah, we're done with e-cigarettes. I think what we're going to notice now is that more. We're going to be out and we're just going to see every fucking person with a vajazzled e-cigarette.
So wait, they have stores like you know the cell phone accessory stands in the mall? They have those for e-cigarettes?
Smoke shop.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was gonna say okay. like you know how there's like weed stores and stuff. Like they have them for the e-cigarettes, and then
so it's popping up.
So you go in, you choose. It's like you choose your pipe, but you're choosing your e-cigarette device, and then you know, oh, I want the Skull Candy one.
Yeah.
Like oh, there's a Hello Kitty one. It's so cute.
Oh
I'm
my
gonna
God.
Get that one. And then like there's lights and shit that you can like plug. Like,
that'd be like, pretty amazing if it lit up.
that every time you take a puff, it like glows. It's just like, hey, man.
They do?
What? Sonic says that they do. Like, oh, on the tip? It's like, yeah, I've heard and seen that too. Yeah, it's on the Bradwindorf commercial.
Bradwindorf. Bradwindorf. I love it.
Hey, did you guys know that Prince Jackson is dating a princess?
I saw mention of this. Do tell more.
You know Prince Jackson. I feel like I need to come closer.
Michael Jackson's son. His not the eldest. He's like, child. Get away from me.
He is the eldest.
Okay, Prince is the eldest.
Blanket is the youngest.
Yes, and then Paris is the middle one.
Right. Okay. She's so cute.
She is adorable.
Gonna be gorgeous. She's gonna be a model, I bet.
Yeah, probably.
No, I lost it. Hold on. I hit the wrong button.
Oh no.
I hit the screen. Anyways, remember.
Wait, she got offered to become like a Laker girl or something because she's on the cheerleading squad at school.
But she doesn't really, like, from what I've seen on like TMZ and stuff, like, mm-hmm. she's not really down with being a celebrity. Like,
not really.
She has talent, but she's like, no, I'm okay.
Because she saw what it did to her father.
Well, I mean, probably walking around with a scarf over your head and a bat, like, masks for the majority of your life probably doesn't really help either.
No.
So anyways.
Yeah, so what's up with this?
Prince Jackson, he was spotted out at, TMZ caught him. Love TMZ and BuzzFeed. Those are like my two favorites. Caught him at a bowling alley because, you know, they're nice. Teenagers.
Right.
Doing teenager date.
This is already a good, clean-cut, American-style date. Right? I love it.
Right?
Did they drink a soda or like a milkshake with two straws? Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. They shared a 50-50 shake at Norm's.
Yes. An orange creamsicle.
Yes, that's a 50-50. Love it. Because that's what I used to get in between, like, I'd go back and forth between that and the root beer floats. Carolyn and I have spent many a nights in our childhood at Norm's at like 10:30 because apparently single fathers thinks
that's good. That's fine. On a Sunday night too. Oh, you have school tomorrow? That's fine. Stay up until 11. And drink soda and milkshakes.
I remember it being Saturdays though, because then you guys would like come over and watch infomercials with us.
Oh,
on
and
Sundays.
We'd watch Snick.
Yeah. We'd watch Snick and then when Snick was done, we'd go to Norm's.
Yeah. Okay, so he.
Sorry, I was like, I had some like there. I had like some sinus issue right now. Oh. So, anyways, he was out on a date with a girl. They said who appears to be a princess. So, like, how does one appear to be a princess?
Does she carry herself like a princess?
She wasn't wearing a fucking tiara. She wasn't
then she's not a princess. Goddamn it!
She wasn't wearing a gown.
Did she do the princess wave?
Maybe.
She gets to cup the hand. Like. That's a princess burp if I've ever heard one.
That was a, yeah.
That was a royal burp.
So anyways, TMZ did some investigating, and this girl's name is Remy Afala. She's a Kuwaiti princess.
Oh my God, yes. I love this.
I love it because they're both like 16 and they're both like juniors in high school. And he was just like, hey, you want to go on a date? And she's like, oh my God, I'd love to. And you know, like people over there love Michael Jackson. So she's probably just like, they're probably like, dude, you need to fucking do this shit.
Handle it.
Get that shit on lockdown. And then his family is probably all like, you need to get that shit on lockdown because you're not getting anything from that estate because your dad was broke. How does that estate have money? Because didn't he owe like everybody money?
Yeah, but he's making so much money post-mortem, like with the record sales, all of that shit. Everything. And they sold like everything at Neverland Ranch.
Nobody wanted to keep any of that shit.
No. Like, that was like, get a Clorox wipe, take that out, boom.
Like, why do you have stone statues and sculptures of ostrich? Like, what?
Well, when you have that much money, you just stop needing things and you just buy stuff because it's there.
You mean like military outfits that you wear for fun?
Yes. And you only buy one glove.
Only one. You can afford two, but you only buy one.
That's how you know you're rich. You can buy two, would you like but you pair? Choose to buy one.
Right?
Well,
he's all like, fuck life. Thug life! Living hard.
Living hard with one sequined glove.
Oh my God.
Best of luck to those two. I hope it works out for them. And I hope their wedding is Aladdin themed.
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be amazing? Oh my God. They come in like a flying carpet. It's like suspended from the.
No, it's a real flying carpet. They have a necromancer. And he makes the carpet fly.
A what?
A necromancer.
What's that? You know what that is? I don't know what that is. What is that?
Like an evil spellcaster.
There you go.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I feel so out of the loop right now.
Well, I mean, this isn't stuff that you usually learn in college. Oh my God, it's like three, it just keeps happening.
I'm so sorry. It's like in Sonic's like, you know what?
We lied, you guys. We're doing an exorcism right now, and the demon is making its way out of Jen's body.
Karen's doing it because she's tired of my adult onset ADD. I'm just going to contribute to the master's program. So, I know you had some more things to discuss.
These are just brief things, but no, what were you going to say? Do it.
In addition to Kim Kardashian, Halle Berry's pregnant.
That's right.
46. She looks amazing, by the way.
She looks like 46, she's
26. Though. I want to bet money that she's going to have a Down syndrome baby.
You think so?
I think so.
It's possible.
Because 46? That's extremely dangerous.
Yeah, that's over the limit, isn't it?
Yeah, dude. Like, fucking 42, you're like supposed to be like, 46, you're supposed to be starting menopause. Like... Remember Kim?
She fit that last one
Kim
in.
On fucking like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, like told her she was pregnant. And it was like, bitch, you're starting menopause.
You're like, that's
She's like, I'm late. It's
like you're not pregnant.
You're having hot flashes. So
yeah, she fit that baby in.
She did. That's gonna be that. I don't know, man. Like Olivier, whatever his face is, has a temper. He's already beat Gabriel. What's his face's. Face in Aubrey or something like that.
Who was I thinking of?
I don't know.
I know who the guy is. I just thought of someone else's name.
The model guy. He beat his face in. Mm-hmm. He almost beat a paparazzi's face in for taking pictures of her at LAX last week. And Katie told me that when she did her when she did her internship at LAPD, that they told she was asking questions and stuff, and they were actually like just coming. They're really forthright with it. Like, do the craziest calls that we ever went to were Halle Berry and Justin Kidd when she was going out with Justin Kidd, like a long time ago. That they'd have like the craziest fucking fights, and she was one of those chicks, no joke, that's like, fuck you! And throwing all of his shit out onto the lawn and like letting it up on fire all Left Eye style.
Like, I'm waiting to exhale, motherfucker.
Halle get her groove back. Like, did she? Like, oh my God. What? So, that's going to be interesting because apparently those two both have a temper. Imagine what those fights are like.
I wish I could be her neighbor.
Oh my God, how amazing would that be?
I wouldn't get a lot of sleep. I don't already. So, that's fine.
It would be...
entertaining. Whew. You don't chug.
I took a sip.
All right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Were you making fun of me right now? I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm a lady. I don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever do you mean?
Everybody knows the Southern Belle. We were watching Real Housewives of Atlanta today when I was back at the homestead doing laundry like a college kid.
I was just bumming it. She was at least being proactive.
Yeah. I took all my books with me, too. I didn't even fucking crack them open.
Nah, whatever.
Oh, well. You're allowed to take a day off. Okay, so.
I was just going to congratulate Wesley Snipes on his release from incarceration.
To home arrest, right? Now he's got some home time to do. Lucky for him, 2 years, right?
Just make a little money in the meantime, you know?
He did 2 years. Lindsay Lohan made money when she was on house arrest. She did like a bunch of photo shoots at home.
That's right.
Just Photoshop this nice bracelet off of my...
Or leave it on. Fuck it.
Yeah, right? I would have left that shit on. Leave it on.
Hardcore. Hardcore stupid.
Hardcore stupid. Oh my goodness. I really wish that we had a third mic right now because I want to ask Sausage what he is having for dinner.
What are you having for dinner?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
No guesses? I'm going to say fish with cayenne pepper.
Fish with cayenne pepper and
extra...
Two kinds of veggies. I'm going to say...
A broccoli tree.
I'm going to say carrots.
One of them is probably going to be broccoli.
The full thing.
Yeah, like the
give me that.
The stalks, like mostly all stalk with right. A little bit of flour on top, and then
what's the second veg?
That's like straight up like the wick status. Right
now. Second veg would be.
Jen's going with carrots.
Yeah,
with fish. I'm gonna say like butter
and brown no, just like cream. Barely cooked carrots.
Mustard greens.
Oh, mustard greens! Damn, son. They're like kale kind of stuff, but spicy. I'm going to go with green beans. Jen does not want the green beans.
No, I hope not.
And not like how I did the green bean almondine when we had
that was good. I hate green beans and I hate peas.
I love peas.
Oh my god. They
love them.
They fucking taste like paste.
I think they taste delicious.
Paste.
Did you eat a lot of peas? Oh, man, I can't even do it today.
Mushrooms taste like dirt.
Well, they're grown in dirt, so that's okay. Yeah. So you're thinking, well, broccoli for sure. I mean, we've come to the realization there's always going to be a tree of broccoli on your plate.
Most of the time, yeah.
Most of the time. So Jen's got carrots. You said mustard greens, and then I went with green beans. Next episode, I want to know what you had, what your second veg was. Actually, like, I want to know the whole meal.
Honestly, what I really want to do is... I wanted to start taking pictures of all my meals.
Yes.
Do it.
You should do that.
The beginning of this year, but like I kind of lacked on it.
Yeah.
And then I don't want them asking me why you're doing
it. Because I want to remember this wonderful meal, Mom.
But they remember me saying how I hate when people post pictures of their meals on Facebook and stuff.
Well, like don't tell them you're going to do that. Just say, like, no, I'm keeping an album for myself.
Or you're doing an art project.
Right. Right.
Actually, I like that. I think
and it's believable. Yeah, exactly.
365 dinners.
Oh, well, plans spoiled now because they listen to this show.
This whole time, we've been saying so much horrible shit about your beautiful mother's cooking.
His parents are so awesome, though. They're really sweet.
Yeah, I've never met them.
I had a beer with them.
That's right.
Your mom had, like, peanuts or some shit like that, too, right?
Oh, yeah. She takes snacks everywhere.
Mom snacks.
Every time me and my dad go somewhere, she'll pack us, like a care package. Like, oh,
that's
this
so
is for
nice.
The road. 5 waters and 2 bags of sliced apples, slices, and
you gotta make
almonds.
Sure that you're well prepared in case you get lost in the mix.
Yeah,
right.
You never know. There's gonna be an earthquake on the way on the freeway, and
then
car's gonna mm-hmm. cave in, and
you gotta have something.
We're gonna be trapped, and dead. Oh, but we have almonds and apple slices, and water.
You don't want to be dehydrated or have low blood sugar.
Those are good.
Give me a fucking
if
mic.
If they happen to do to listen to this show, sorry, Mom and Dad.
Aww. You did a good job though raising your son.
Yeah,
he's a wonderful young man.
I've known him for a very long time, and he's one of the most awesome people that I've ever met.
Oh, look at him! Oh,
he's kind of blushing. Yeah. And he also introduced me to all of the awesome music that I know left of center.
There you go.
Speaking of which, I found a full... I was telling Carolyn, and if you are friends with us on Facebook, then you saw me tell her yesterday that I found a full-length Mondo Kane.
Oh.
Mondo Kane, but some people say Mondo Kane. Like, I say Mondo Kane. I'm not pretentious like that.
No.
A Mondo Kane show in Chile. Chile loves Mike Patton. according to his Facebook. Like, they are the ones that are like, I'm the Chilean.
Wait, so the way that Germans love David Hasselhoff,
yes.
Chileans love
yes.
Mike Patton.
Yeah, they like flip their shit.
Knock their beer over.
No. So anyways, I found it. It's like an hour and like 8 minutes or something like that. I watched most of it last night. It is so fucking good. And because I have a new setup, I have an HD TV, but I also have a Blu-ray player that connects to YouTube. Mm. Now, every time I've ever watched anything on YouTube, it's from my computer, so it's not very good quality. It's
garbage.
Not, it's always buffering and shit. Well, I actually splurged for the turbo internet.
Ooh.
I know. It's so expensive, though. It's like I have to forego a meal, like, one night of the month.
Oh, Jesus.
So I found it, and it's like watching a DVD. It's so
Oh, that's really amazing. Good, though.
So after this, I think we should watch a little bit of it.
I think we'd better had.
But yeah, very cool. So thank you. Thank you, Sonic, for introducing me to the wonderful Mike Patton. Thanks. So what else do we got going
on? I was gonna mention the Facebook group Nerds Like Us !! It's a nice little group. I recommend liking them on Facebook, because once a month, if you're in the Southern California area or you're visiting the Southern California area, they play classic cult movies at the Vista Theater on Sunset. And Friday night, I went to a showing they did of Spaceballs, one of Mel Brooks's classic films. They will be doing Ghostbusters, Galaxy Quest, some other good movies for the rest of the year. So that's just like a really fun thing to do, I think. Mm. And they post. She's taking out categories already.
Fourth wall.
I think that'd be a fun thing to do. Group activity, of course, but everybody should check it out. And the audience is actually pretty decent during the film, so that's nice, because I was a little worried that I was going to get into like Monty Python / Rocky Horror territory, where they would just be like screaming at the screen the entire time, but no, everybody was pretty solid, so that was good.
That's cool.
I've actually never seen Ghostbusters, and I really, really want to go to that night, because I've seen the second one on Netflix, yet I can't watch it because I've never seen the first.
Yeah, it's
so there's a part of me that's like, no way, dude, like I can't do that. I did that. Here's your whiskey. I did that, and you need to take yours as well, at least in your hand.
Okay.
Because we're going to... I just thought of a little something.
Okay.
But I totally like dipped into the second one, like with G.I. Joe. We saw G.I. Joe today.
Oh.
So much fun. I don't
think
I've seen...
That movie was fun.
I haven't had so much fun in a movie, I think, since Expendables 2.
Yeah, it's on the level with Expendables 2. It's not as fun as Avengers, but...
Avengers was fun, but it wasn't as much fun to me as G.I. Joe was.
Yeah, there's the difference, I think, probably because I'm so obsessed with the superhero stuff and Avengers, yeah. Marvel, DC, all of that. So, but no, this movie was a lot of fun, very fun. And I forgot to ask you guys if you were a little weirded out by Firefly, the guy that had the little
Katie, you know what Katie asked me? Katie asked me when he first came up. She's like, she leaned over and was like, is that Tom Sizemore?
It looked like
and
him.
I was like, no, Tom Sizemore's face is a lot more fucked up than that guy's.
This was Tom Sizemore 15 years ago.
Right. Yeah. This was like before he dated Heidi Fleiss.
Right.
Because Heidi Fleiss ruined him.
Yeah, she basically did.
Did you watch her on Celebrity Rehab, by the way?
I did not.
And she like was all obsessed with her parrots.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why does that not seem weird to me that she had...
She's like a meth mouth, though. She like lived in the middle of Nevada.
Oh God.
Meth mouthing it.
But his accent in the film, I couldn't tell if he was Australian at some time.
I felt like I kept flip-flopping. Like, he'd like break it, and then he'd have it, and then he'd break it, and then he'd have it.
Like, eventually I just settled on, he sounds like Truman Capote, but with a lower register.
I don't know.
Truman Capote sort of talked like this. He was Southern and very feminine. But That was like,
oh, because Philip Seymour Hoffman played
that's
him.
It. That's
right.
The one. Yeah,
I remember seeing like snippets. It's actually in my queue. I've never watched it, but I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
So this dude who played Firefly, and they said his name, and I was like, oh, that guy. I don't remember who it is now.
Ray Stevenson.
There we go, Ray Stevenson. I was like, he fucking sounds like Truman Capote, but like with a lower man voice, like the inflection, and he was so like saucy in certain scenes.
Saucy.
Like, is he? I don't know what's going on here.
Huh.
I didn't see that you had dice in your hand, and I was like, Jen, what are you doing? Like, oh, it looks like you're making this jerking off motion.
No, I'm not. Like, why would I be sitting here, like, on the floor next to Sonic? And I love that we have referred to him and not mentioned his name. I'm making a conscious effort.
It's true. Yeah. Because we're being careful of it now, because we've dropped it before.
Yeah, but we also came up with a game that if you listen and you are at home, that you have to take a drink if we break and say his real name.
That's right.
And if you don't know what it is, then you need to go back and listen to previous
episodes. Yeah.
So, he's like, what we're going to do now, because we still have about like 10, 15 minutes.
Did you make a game? When did this happen?
Oh, this happened a while ago. This happened at the End of the World show.
Oh, that was in December.
At 9.2, or what was it? 9.2. So really quick, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I will be finishing the master's program in fall of 2014. Thank you. However, the timeline from now until then is, I'm like constantly taking something, and in fact the classes I'm taking in fall of 2014, they're my electives, because you can take the final exam course before you take your electives. So if it gets to it where I actually find electives in the summer course, then I'll be done in summer of 2014. If I really want to push myself, like, really push myself, I'm as of right now though, I'm just gonna take the two electives in the fall. So this time next year I will be taking the final exam course. This summer I'm taking two classes, so back to back, so no time off, but I will definitely make the effort to do this more often, because this is fun, and especially now that I have my own place.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
Hi Coco. And it's like closer to work that I actually have a lot of extra more time.
Extra more time.
Whatever.
What was the word I said? Tune. I tune it.
There we go.
Extra more time.
There we go. I was really tired when I was driving over here. Anyways.
So what are we doing
here? We're going to play a modified version of Scattergories.
Okay.
So I have
The list.
Do you guys want your own cards? Or should I just say...
Just be the dungeon master.
Okay.
Yeah.
The category is fictional characters.
Okay.
Okay? Fictional characters. The letter is A.
Alice from Alice in Wonderland.
Sonic?
I don't know how to play this game.
Here's what you do. I give you a category, and you say something that starts with the letter. So the letter was A.
And it's got to be different than her?
Yes.
Preferably. Come here. Cat.
Aladdin.
There you go.
Nice.
Very good.
Jen? I'm going to go with Adam.
From?
Adam and Eve.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Because... there's no proof that guy ever existed, right?
No. There's none whatsoever.
I just thought of that right now, too. Okay, places to go on a date. Okay. Do you want to stick with A?
Roll another one.
Okay. K.
K.
Knott's Berry Farm.
Ah! But it has to be places. Damn it. Shit, that's a tough one. Only because you took like the one obvious thing. Fuck.
I can think of a restaurant right now.
Okay, that's right. We could do restaurant, but of course,
any place to go on a date.
And then I'm a kindergarten class.
You should really reevaluate that situation with whomever.
Kmart. Whoa, say that again.
Kmart.
There you go. Actually, have you guys ever been on?
Boom. It's better than a kindergarten class.
No shit, dude. You gotta worry about your homie. Have you guys seriously ever been on a date? Like, going to, like, Walmart or Target? I go to Target, but I don't know if you guys go to Kmart or Walmart or whatever.
I've never been on a date there.
Not, like, a date, like, hey, baby, we're gonna go to, like, Target. But, like, say you're with somebody that you're dating and you go to Target, it can be a really fun experience.
Not when I would go there with my previous significant other.
Well, that's because he wasn't fun.
No.
He, like, sucked at life.
Have you ever gone to Target or Kmart or Walmart with a significant other and had a blast?
Or, like, even at the beginning of dating or something? I feel like Sally, Jesse, Raphael.
And the mic goes there.
Walmart is a fun experience. There's a significant other.
Is that because of the people watching or because of just like making fun of like things that you see and find?
Both.
Okay.
That's right. Like acting like kids, right? Remember how like when we were
acting a fool.
Remember when we'd walk home from school and we just act like fools like in the mall?
Yes.
Like doing that in Target or Walmart.
But you're in your mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
Or
30s. Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah. It's just fun. I'm acting a fool.
Life. I'm gonna skip magazines. Should we do magazines? It seems like it'd be like stupid.
It might be stupid or hard, depending on the letter.
Things you save up to buy are. It's hard because like now everything seems like it's so affordable.
A Rolex.
Oh, that's a good one. Rolls Royce.
Oh, fuck you guys. Racing stripes.
There you go.
I don't know.
Oh my god, this one's gonna be good. Items in a suitcase. N.
Nair.
I want to like make so much fun of that, but I can't because I'm a hairy monster.
Lassange. Petite Lassange.
That is such a good one. I was thinking like nautical gear.
You got to get hairless and then put on
nautical gear.
Sonic? The letter N.
Notepad.
For Sonic, definitely.
Notepad.
Have you ever taken a date to a kindergarten class? Totally kidding. I would never take you for like one of those people.
You take the date too. You don't get them at the kindergarten
class. No, I know. You know what though? That'd actually be like kind of crazy. Like, hey, you like kids? But not in a creepy way.
Why do you have Nair in your suitcase?
What was I just watching the other day when the guy was all like a spoon like a it was oh my god it was TMZ and they were talking to some wrestler guy.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and like they're asking him like, do you shave or like laser your chest? And he said that he shaves it or something. He shaves or uses Nair, and then he's like basically talking about his manscaping, that he does everything. He's like smooth as like he's like it looks like a newborn down there. I was like, like
yuck.
It's cool to trim, but it's not cool to like take it all the way down. I
mean, keep it clean, but for Christ's sake.
Oh my god. Okay. Things with tails starting with a B.
Bobcats.
Wow, you're very quick with that one.
I don't know why.
Bigfoot? No, Bigfoot doesn't.
He's more humanoid.
Sorry. Badgers.
Badgers. There we go.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Nice.
This one sounds good. Crimes.
Oh, okay. I should be good at this.
Yeah, meat grinder rapist.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
With an I? Incest.
Oh! You son of a bitch. Income tax evasion.
Nice, Wesley Snipes throwback. Woo! Wesley Snipes throwback.
I was sweating there. I was sweating.
Oh my god, what if they get Lindsay Lohan on tax evasion?
They probably
And that's
will.
What they finally end up having to get her on to like put her fucking
we
ass away.
We are going old school with arresting our celebrities because back in the day they couldn't get the mobsters, the gangsters on murder charges or any shit like that.
So they always got them on tax evasion.
Exactly. We're going then, old school.
It's like O.J. Simpson. We know right? you like nearly decapitated those two people. There's no proof, but we know it. However,
we know this.
You
as well.
Fucked up on a number of other things. Mm-hmm. Got out of it. Oh, you went and beat those guys for like trying to get your stuff back.
Like that was awesome.
Like they stole your shit. You went in and like tried to rob them. They get you on that. And that's how you end up getting put away in the... It's almost like every judge in the world, like, had a secret, like, handshake agreement. Gentleman's agreement or something like that.
Gentleman or ladies agreement.
Yes. And, like, if we get this son of a bitch on anything, he's going away forever.
Yeah, we've got this.
Yeah. And he just keeps piling on, like, tax evasion debt, too. Have you
that's
been
right.
seeing? Like, I love it.
He's just not winning at anything.
Not winning at life. You guys want to keep going or
we what are we on time?
We are at 1 hour and 1 minute.
Well, we could do one more and then wrap it up.
Okay. I like it that. Clean. It sounds good. Oh, I have a couple of Urban Dictionary.
Let's do those. Do you want to do them now? Or are
okay.
you not prepared?
I have them up here.
Ooh, this will be fun. Okay, let's do those and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay. So, let me see. This might be good. Things that are sticky.
Jesus Christ.
We already did K. T.
Tits.
Tips?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Tits and tips.
Got anything?
Testicles.
On that note,
Urban Dictionary time. Tits, tips, and testicles. Textacles?
Maintenance textiles. Text. That it's actually really funny because like the one that I can think of off the top of my head is maintenance text.
Yes.
So a maintenance text is something that you say you meet somebody out somewhere. And you have some sort of a connection. You're interested, but you're not totally there yet. You're not really like, yes, I'd like to put all my eggs in that basket. Or yes, I would like to go out on dates with you. I would someday, but right now I'm doing this. So maintenance texts are what you send that person. Hey, how's it going? How was your weekend? Throughout the week, blah, blah, blah. Making sure that you're still there, you're still a presence and still an option, yet you're not making yourself available.
All right.
Maintenance text.
Never had to do that because that's not really where my life is. But it's good to know there's a name for it.
Apparently, yeah. Yeah. So that's that. It's a little bit sad. I feel like we need to... yeah. Let's finish on machines.
Okay.
We already did T. Starts with a B.
Machine that starts with a B.
I don't like that.
You want to do another
blowtorch.
Letter? Oh, shit. He brought it. So,
if you didn't hear it, blowtorch.
Torch. It's a contraption. Which could be a machine.
No, I don't like that one either. B came up twice.
Oh, so we have to do B then.
Yeah.
So we've already got blowtorch. B. B.
That is hard.
That's really difficult.
Okay, let's try. You want to try something different then? I like the machines one.
Let's try one more time, and if we get B again, your house is haunted.
No, that's okay. Then we'll do a different category. I've already done a lot of things to like make sure that my house is not. So
we don't want to invite any of that shit.
No, you guys want to do notorious people?
Okay.
F. Five Finger Freddy.
Oh, fuck you.
Is that a real person?
It is now.
So. I feel like it's a mafia person. What are we gonna do? Notorious people starting with F.
Freddie Mercury.
Fuck you. I was just thinking that right now, too.
Ooh.
Oh, that was a good one. Say it again.
Fidel Castro.
Nice. On that note, thank you for joining us for episode 11.
Yes.
Sorry about the wait. And we love you. FYI, we have been playing music the whole time. It's been really low, but there's been some good stuff playing in the background. Yeah. So
nice background music.
Do you have any parting words?
You know, the usual. Be good people to each other.
Yeah.
Keep it clean.
Cool.